mark there. See a lot of them inside of that line yet.
Yeah. I don't know. What is the shortest way to get to first base? You see so many people that run on the inside on the playing field as there's a fly ball lofted to left field by Andrew Welly near the line. Dingman makes the catch for the out. Well, I always like to take the outside, and I hit the outside of the bag. I never would have spiked anybody or running over the top of the base.
But most of them are on the inside of that.
I know.
Inside.
I know. They run on the inside.
But that last 30 feet, you got to be on the outside. You're supposed to be on the outside of that line or towards the ball part of the playing field. But that's why they got that other line there. And that's kind of a judgment call on the umpire on a throw or whatever it is, too. If you get hit in the back on a throw and you're on the inside of that, I think you'd call for interference.
Sure. You bet. The count now to Herd Marthaler. 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Weston Brinkman's pitch, and Marthaler will follow this one back and out of play. Count stays 0-2.
Looking with
Alex Welly on deck.
Marthaler 2-for-9 so far. A couple of singles, base on balls. Kay and a run. Strikeout.
Marthaler rips it to deep short. Quade with the backhand. There's that strong throw. Carter Wessel tries to scoop it and can't. Shane Campson sliding over there to back it up. That, all in all, was a tough play, and they're going to score it a hit, as I would. So an infield single for Kurt Marthaler will bring Alex Welly to the plate. Alex so far today, 0-for-1. Bounce back to the pitcher, Weston Brinkman. Brinkman looks to first. Not a real big lead as Welly rips it to left field. That's a solid base hit. Boy, that one was by Quade in a hurry. It's short.
Yes, it was. He hit that right on the screws, that one.
Bring Drake Meyer to the plate.
Meyer Grove got here last Sunday evening by defeating New Munich by a score of 9-5. Good young team, this Meyer Grove Rovers.
They are.
A couple of veterans mixed in with it and mainstays. They seem like they keep bringing up a couple of new guys here periodically.
Drake Meyer at the plate. First pitch for a call strike, 0-1. Marthaler leads from second. Welly over at first. 1-0 Lake Henry. Weston Brinkman's pitch high, hop to Grant Ludwig.
He's not going to get anybody.
Tries running down Kurt Marthaler on that high hop, and he's not going to get anybody. You said it, Don, as Marthaler just raced right by Grant Ludwig.
Wow.
You know, I think on that play right there, you get lucky and get that high hop. You go to first base with it. You got Drake Meyer running, and I think you have a chance of getting him at first base.
That loads him up. So after two were out, three consecutive singles, and here is Jordan Klopak. And the pitch to Jordan is a ball, 1-0. Two of the singles don't get out of the infield. The Lakers make plays on, but difficult to get anybody out. Pitch is inside, ball 2-0. Lake Henry leading 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. But Meyer Grove, their most serious threat of the day with the bases loaded. Brinkman kicks, delivers. There's a strike right down the middle and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Brinkman sets himself on the mound. A lefty comes home, and a fly ball to center field. Sabalco getting to it, and fairly deep right center field. That one carried, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove as their threat comes up empty here in the fourth. No runs, three hits, no errors, three left on. We played 3.5. It's Lake Henry 1, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASN.
Serving central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431. At Painesville Mutual, you can get the coverage you know you need now from the people you know will be there for you when you need them the most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 243-7149 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you from Farming, Schlaefer Brothers Field in Farming. As we make our way to the bottom of the fourth inning, thanks for being with us today. If you're listening on our stream at mychasm.com, yeah, thanks for being patient. We had to get that stream back up and running. I don't know what happened last night. It just shut down after last night's game. So
got too warm.
Maybe, yeah. But they were listening in Washington today, where the Albany Husky Babe Ruth team won 8-0. They'll play Indiana tomorrow, a team from Indiana tomorrow. Well, here earlier today, we had a good one. Farming beat St. Martin 3-2, scoring a run in the top of the ninth inning, breaking a 2-2 tie. Here's Jason Campson leading off the fourth for Lake Henry with a solid knock to right field and a base hit. Jason's 2-for-2.
Not trying to do too much with that pitch from Matt Emdick on the outside corner. Jason, two times he's hit it right through that hole on the right side there, so he's taking it to where it's pitched.
Bring left-handed hitting Aaron Sabalco to the plate. Notice I always stress left-handed hitting so you guys remember. Left-handed hitter.
You're right.
That's almost an oxymoron. You're right, and I said left-handed hit.
You catch everything, don't you?
I do. Flies and
honey.
Oh. Fouled at the plate by Sabalco as they were looking to maybe throw a sacrifice bunt down. And 0-2 the count to Sabalco. Well, it's two strikes. Matt Emdick ready, has the sign from Welly. And strike three called. Aaron Sabalco gets caught looking. Aaron was not happy with that call, but, you know, Don, as a player, I think the home plate umpire has been around the leagues long enough. You gotta just about expect that. You know, you have to protect the plate.
Oh, that with two strikes, yeah. That was a good pitch to me. It looked like it from up here. So
here's Josh Campson. Josh 0-for-1 today. He struck out.
Definitely too close. Let go.
First pitch, a strike call to Campson, 0-1. Jason Campson, the base runner. Josh, a high chopper to short. Jaron Klopach to second for one. The relay to first. Not in time. Campson will beat it out. 6-4 on the force. Jason Campson, retired. Two outs. Doesn't look like Keith Leeser is going to use a pinch runner at all at this point. And we have Nick Dingman stepping to the plate. Nick with a fly ball to left field in his first at-bat today. Throw to first. Campson back safely. Dingman in the box, in the pitch, and Dingman lines it to center field, coming hard, diving, and unable to come up with it is the center fielder, Jordan Klopach. And Nick Dingman safe with a single. On to second goes Campson.
Oh, I thought he was going to make a beautiful catch on that. And I think when he hit the ground, it kind of popped out of his glove. And coming forward like that, it's kind of hard to keep it in, isn't it? Because you're kind of bounced right on that glove.
Here's Adam Yeager. Saw Adam's dad, Pat, before the game. Met him at the concession stand. And Adam takes low for ball. 1-0. Yeah, I'll forever.
You meet a lot of people there, don't
you? I'll forever be grateful to Pat Yeager because he was the one that gave me my first amateur home run.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Headed off of Pat when he was pitching for Lake Henry.
Yeah.
Pat did a lot more catching than pitching.
Absolutely. Yeah, he did.
One ball, one strike.
Where did you hit that in, Lake Henry?
In Roscoe, actually.
Oh, actually in Roscoe.
Very
okay.
First at bat, very first amateur game.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right-handed or left-handed?
Right. Right.
That's right. You bet it. Right-handed
yeah.
Baseball.
Our close personal friend Stan May hit one, too, that day. And Kevin Kroll.
Oh, my.
Three of us.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes. Yeager swings at one.
Did we win?
I think so.
No.
Two outs, two on, pitches high to Yeager, and 2-2.
Give a shout-out to Connor. Happy Stan May's son.
Yeah.
Golden birthday, 11 years old.
Connor was so intrigued last week. They were listening to the region at home. That Stan brought Connor to the baseball game just so he could see the radio announcers.
He looks at Stan and he goes, you actually know those guys?
3 balls, 2 strikes. To Yeager. Index pitching. Yeager drives it to left field, but right at Welly, who makes the catch. An inside-out swing by Yeager. Welly the catch. That'll do it for the Lakers in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. We played four here in Farming. 1-0 Lake Henry. We're back in a minute.
In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive business elite program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's business elite department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. Priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Brian Omscheid leads off the fifth inning for Meyer Grove as Weston Brinkman delivers a strike and 0-1. The left-hander's pitch is high for a ball, and one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. It's a little bit low, and 2-1. How many did you guess?
Oh, about 600.
Two balls, two strikes.
You have 600, one or 599. Yeah.
2-2 the count.
You know, it's kind of a, looking around, it isn't a real
pop up down the first base line, giving Chase Carter Wessel, and just is beyond him and falls to the ground, foul, and 2-2. Yeah, the crowd, well, it's hard to say. I mean, we had some here for the St. Martin and Farming game, and being that it's so hot, they may have left, and we got a new crowd.
Yeah, I think I underestimated it. I think I guessed low. But when I got up to 100, I had to take my shoes off to keep repeating on my toes. So I did
2 balls, 2 strikes. There's a little looper to short. Matt Quaid calls for it and makes the catch for the out.
So
Ryan Omscheid retired on the infield pop-up. Bring Josh Omscheid to the plate.
Can I take my ballot back again? I think I made a mistake.
No.
Really?
No, that's illegal.
Well, I wrote the wrong number.
Well, you'll have to live with your decisions.
Well, you're hard. Just because you owe me one candy bar, you just don't want to owe me another one, do you?
0-1 the count to Josh Omscheid. There's a ball in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Omscheid rips this one fair down the left field line into the corner. Josh Omscheid taking a big turn at first. He's legging it out for second. The throw comes in, and safe at second is Josh Omscheid.
Wow. Ripped a shot down the left field line there. And from our vantage point, it's kind of hard to see here a little bit with the sports deck, but...
Top of the order, Tyler Busho steps into the batter's box, and Tyler's 0 for 2 today with a couple strikeouts.
Better rely on the umpire here to let us know.
Brinkman's breaking ball, a beauty, strike one. One out, one on, that runner in scoring position, the potential tying run for Meyer Grove. They left the bases loaded last inning. Came up empty. Brinkman delivers low. Nice stop by Shane Campson. Boy, dropped to the ground. Just smothered it with that chest protector.
You got to wonder how their knees handle this continuously, huh?
Yeah, you and I, with the bad knees we have, you go, yeah, how do they hold up? One ball, one strike. Brinkman kicks and delivers. A little bit outside and 2-1.
That needs a hat.
Oh, they're still rebuilt, you $6 million man, you.
Yeah, you can scratch them, and you don't really hurt them.
12, one strike. Marshall rips it to Quaid. The backhand, Matt's going to knock it down. Everybody's safe. So first and third. Hit for Matt Quaid, or hit for... Tyler Musho, excuse me, Quaid just couldn't make the play in the hole. I think that'd been a tough play.
His only play was to go to third
base.
Yeah,
and Musho was so fast.
Yeah.
So we're going to hit for the Musho, first and third. One out. And Jaron Klopach to the plate. Jaron is 1 for 2 today.
Jaron, a good hitter in this Meyer Grove lineup.
He slashed one back to the pitcher, Brinkman, in his first at bat. Now drives it to right field a long way in that corner. Yeager giving chase at the fence. It's off his glove. Scoring will be Omscheid. Over to third goes Musho, and... on at first is Jaron Klopach, and he only made it to first base.
Well, the runner in front of him was only halfway to second base, so
wait to see
if he caught it.
That was the deal,
sure. You know, Adam Yeager just about bounced that over the fence.
That was really close. It came out of his glove and just about bounced it, like Don said, over the fence. I think they gave Yeager an error on the play.
Oh, really? That's a tough play.
Yep. Yep, when your eyes are bouncing and the baseball's right by the fence.
And that gets short real quick there because it's 3:05 down that line.
Here's Andrew Welly, a game that's tied 1-1. Welly takes high for a ball and one ball, one strike. This was all taking place after one man was out. Josh Omscheid with a double. Tyler Musho, a single. Jaron Klopach, here comes the squeeze and work to perfection by the Grovers. Musho scores. Andrew Welly retired. 1-3 on the put out, but boy, they get another run in on a big squeeze.
It actually looked like a delayed squeeze, didn't it? Because the runner from third base kind of stopped.
about halfway down the line to make sure. Why would you stop, though?
Yeah, to make sure it was down.
If that bunt doesn't get put down, you're done anyhow.
You're
right?
Toast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are toast. Jaron Klopach ends up on second, two out. And here's Kurt Marthaler. The Grovers have taken the lead, 2-1 over Lake Henry here in the fifth.
Got a little bit more patient with Weston Brinkman here. Now they're seeing that breaking ball pretty well.
Kimball, last year's state champion in Class C, they have punched their ticket. They're going back to the state tournament. We'll see what Lake Henry does as they trail 2-1 here in the fifth. A lot of ball game left. Pitches high to Marthaler. And the count, one ball, one strike. One the count. Pitch just missing outside. And 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Pitch. There's a strike, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes.
Hands are getting into it.
Yeah, and it's all a result a little bit inconsistent with the strike zone. What's starting to happen? And a swing and a miss. Marthaler's out on strike, and that will do it for the Grovers here in the fifth. They come up with two runs on two hits. There was an error and one man left on base. We played 4.5. Meyer Grove 2, Lake Henry 1. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany. Now on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany. And 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7. Now from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizzas, string cheese, butter for the bread and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Putz on KASM.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Yep. Don and Randy back with you this afternoon on KASM, the 4 o'clock hour. 2-1, Meyer Grove has the lead over Lake Henry. And, you know, Matt Emdick, Don, he gave up that one run in the first inning to Lake Henry, but he has pitched really, really good since
then. Yes, he has, and that's Matt's forte, I'll tell you that. If he can get he gets a couple more run lead here, he kind of gets like easing there towards the end. He can get tougher right along as the ball game goes.
We talked about Jim Toole and all the complete games he's got in his career, but you know Matt Emdick is starting to be one of those too.
Oh, yes,
a lot of
is.
Complete games. Gets a strike call to Grant Ludwig. There's another strike in 0-2. It'll be Ludwig, Carter Wessel, and Shane Campson in the fifth for the Lakers.
Another thing that Matt doesn't do real often is he doesn't walk too many guys.
Makes the batters put it in play. 0-2, the count to Ludwig. Grant 0-1 today, a strikeout in his last at bat. There's strikeout number two as he's caught looking. Wow. Bring Carter Wessel to the plate. Carter bounced to first base in his only at bat.
Not doing much with the bat, Grant Ludwig here right now. He seems to be completely fooled at the plate.
Wessel will take a strike. And 0-1 to Carter Wessel.
Lefty, people.
You are correct. A breaking ball there by Matt Emdick and 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Ground ball hit to second. Musho up with it. Quick throw to get Wessel at first, 4-3 in the putout. So Musho has done very good so far today over at second in place of Tanner Klopach. Just looking at two putouts in the first, one here in the fifth. So been up to the task on every ground ball hit to him. Here's Shane Thompson, a left-hander. And the pitch strike to Shane, 0-1. Boy, Imdick just working ahead in the count, working ahead.
Pumping strikes.
It's a little bit low, and the count, 1-1. Imdick delivers. Thompson fouls that one at the plate. That gets the home plate umpire. India face mask.
You know, you always say that guy that makes a good catch usually is the first guy up in the inning.
Yeah.
Usually when the umpire gets hit in the head or the face or something, the first thing he does is clean the plate off.
I know. Probably the only thing you can remember to do. Big curveball missing high to Shane, and the count, 2-2.
Chuck laughed. It's not a good thing.
No.
You would know.
Thompson launches it to left field. Welly underneath it, makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the fifth. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5 in our books. Meyer Grove 2, Lake Henry 1. More baseball in a minute on KSN.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op. St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers with that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Sue Meyer and Kelly Lauer. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Top of the sixth inning, Weston Brinkman ready to go to work here as he will face that middle of the Meyer Grove order, Alex Welly, Drake Meyer, and Jordan Klopak. 2-1, 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Meyer Grove, 1 run, 4 hits, and an error for the Lakers. Lake Henry scored their 1 run in the first inning after 2 were out. Jason Thompson singled, and then Aaron Savelko singled, scoring Jason Thompson. Thompson had gone to second on a wild pitch. So Savelko got an RBI there, and then Meyer Grove came back, got their 2 runs. In the fifth inning, after one man was out, a double by Josh Omscheid. Tyler Musho singled him in. Then an error on Yeager out in right field. Tyler Musho was able to score on that error. So it's 2-1. Alex Welly.
Big breaking ball from Weston Brinkman on the inside corner.
0-1 the count to Alex. Chop this one foul in 0-2. Well, it's 2 strikes, and if you get the opportunity to listen to us, great. We encourage you to come out to the park, take these ball games in. It's so nice to be here and be part of this crowd. Swing and a miss by Welly. He's out on strikes.
He had him completely flew right at that bat. He had Alex reaching. He had him swinging awkwardly at the inside pitch, but that one he didn't look real good at.
I'm going to bring Drake Meyer to the plate. Drake is 1-for-2 so far today. Drake, a big, tall right-hander, fouls it back and out of play. A count 0-1 to Drake. Well, it's 1 strike. Pitch and fouled off by Drake Meyer, 0-2.
We're breaking balls right now from Weston.
Well, it's 2 strikes.
Weston
And Brinkman's pitch in. Meyer rips it to deep short. Quaid to the backhand. Throws to first, but not in time to get Drake Meyer. I would say, Don, that's the third or fourth ball hit almost in that spot today.
That hole there, yes, it is. Knocking him down, but he's not going to get a play on that one like that
no.
either. That was a long way out there.
Long throw. So an infield single for Drake Meyer will bring Jordan Klopach to the plate. Jordan Klopach, 0 for 2 thus far. Weston Brinkman kicks and delivers. That's inside a ball, 1-0. Winner will take on Farming at about 8 tonight. Loser season ends here this afternoon. Apparently a ball came in from the fan section. And they have rounded that ball up or thrown it back to the kids who were playing. Here's the pitch. Jordan Klopach skies it to left field. By the line is Nick Dingman. Nick will make the catch for the out. That was in foul territory, Dingman making the catch. And with two outs, it'll bring Ryan Ohmscheid to the plate.
That'd be fairly close to the fence from the angle we
have
here.
But, yeah.
Number 14, Ryan Ohmscheid.
Ryan Ohmscheid, 0 for 2 so far tonight, or this afternoon. Going on the pitch was the base runner, Drake Meyer, and he slides into second with a stolen base. So kind of a little bit of a surprise there.
Yeah, it was. A good move on Meyer Gross Park. Get him in scoring position. If you don't, you lead off the next inning with Ryan Ohmscheid.
2-1. Meyer Grove leading here in the sixth inning, looking for another. Weston Brinkman delivers, and a big curveball is high. One ball, one strike. Sunshine starting to beat down on us here in the press box.
Getting bright, isn't it?
It's getting brighter, yeah. Brinkman kicks and delivers. Ohmscheid takes high for a ball. Weston, his release points or something is really off. The last three out of four pitches have been very high in the strike zone. Here's the pitch, and Ohmscheid will follow this one out of play.
On the road bank on the inside here.
Road ditch.
See that one from here.
Two balls, two strikes. Brinkman delivers, and a curveball tap foul at the plate by Ryan Ohmscheid. And stays 2-2. Drake Meyer starts taking that lead at second. Weston Brinkman looks back and comes home. Here's a shot to second. Jason Campson with the one-hopper over to first. 4-3 on the putout. That'll do it for Ohmscheid and the Grovers here in the sixth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. We played 5.5. It's Meyer Grove 2 and Lake Henry 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com. Cheney's in New Munich is having their annual corn boil on Wednesday, August 22nd, serving from 5 until 8 p.m. Enjoy corn on the cob, pork chops, baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner roll. Stop in at Shady's Saturday, August 25th for their customer appreciation. food and drink specials and door prizes all day. Music with Nate Sanner from 7 p.m. till 10 p.m. and DJ Fresh Coast from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. It's the place to be. Shady's in New Munich.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Matt Quaid, Jason Camps, and Aaron Sabalco facing Matt Imdick here in the sixth inning. First pitch to Quaid is high for a ball, 1-0. Quaid so far today, 0-2 for Lake Henry. He'll follow the pitch back and out of play, and the count, 1-1.
One hit so far in the tournament for Matt.
Ball, 1-1. Here's Matt's pitch. Inside, they say. Tim Pratt says 2-1. 2-1 the count. On deck for Lake Henry, it's Jason Campson. Pitch is low, and 3-1 now to Quaid. Three balls, 1-1. And Quaid gets a good cut at the next Matt Imdick pitch. He falls it back and out of play. The count full at 3-2. Three balls, 2-2. Quaid will pop this one up foul down the right field line. And out of play. The ball was thrown in from the fan section. Tim Pratt has it go right over his hand. And, of course, the catcher, Welly, thought that Pratt was going to catch it, so it went beyond him. The count full to Matt Quaid, leading off the six for Lake Henry. 3-2. Matt Imdick's pitch. Quaid rips it to third. Wow. Omshide smothers it. Throws to first, in line.
Wow, play.
That was a great example, Don, of not bailing out and using your body.
Absolutely.
Wow.
What a nice play by the third baseman over there.
He's going to have a bruise somewhere.
Oh. I kind of dropped right underneath him, and he had to find it quick.
Yeah.
Good arm to first base.
What a play by Ryan Omshide at third. 5-3 on the putout. Here's Jason Camps, and Jason is 2-for-2 today.
And then that big hole over there again.
Campson will foul it back to the backstop, and 1-1.
Pretty much right where he was going again with that swing, wasn't it?
It was.
Well, if it's working.
I think Marshall maybe moved over a step
or two. I think so.
Next pitch, Campson loops this one to center. Jaron Klopach from short goes out into that grass in center field, just makes the catch real quickly. So two outs.
Center fielder, number 17, Aaron Sabalco.
And here's a left-handed hitting, Aaron Sabalco. Aaron thus far today, 1-for-2. Pitches a strike and 0-1. Balls, 1-1. Falco drives this to right field down in that corner, and it does go over the fence, down the county road, up the ditch, just about into somebody's yard.
And it's on its way to Trappers.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I don't want to back up real far here, I'll go off the step.
Sabalco takes the ball high in 1-2. One ball, 2-2. Matt Imdick delivers. Sabalco drives it to right center field. It's hit well. Outfielders giving chase, and out there in deep right field, it's Curt and Marthaler making the catch for the third out here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Six in our books, Meyer Grove 2, Lake Henry 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KFM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed,